Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Rabbi, R-A-B-I-I, Bakri, B-A-K-R-I. Rabbi Bakri is a 42-year-old male who reports he injured his left arm at work on 8/2/19. Apparently, on that occasion, he stepped in a floor drain while in the kitchen where he worked. Apparently, he states he struck his left elbow on the floor when this occurred. Apparently, he went to AtlanticCare emergency room afterwards. Apparently, he had further evaluation and treatment that did not include surgery. Apparently, he completed his course of after treatment approximately 2 years ago. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Bakri alleged to have injured his left arm on the job on 8/2/19. Period. Medical records show he was seen by On-Site Innovations on 8/22/19. Period. He stated he was pushing the linen tank that was in line at the loading dock when it rolled and hit his forearm, pointing to the elbow. Period. He reported it but signed a declination because he was, quote, fine, period, end quote. In the first week afterwards, he had no pain. Period. In the second week, pain did start, and he took ibuprofen. Period. This week, his pain was strong and more at night. Period. He rated it at 7-8/10. Period. He also has numbness that goes down the hand, but without tingling. Period. They noted a history of prior right shoulder injury from another job where he was treated at Local 54. Period. He also went to NovaCare for physical therapy. Period. The exam found he was wearing an elbow support that he got from a dollar store. Period. After removal, there was no outward signs of trauma. Period. He was tended to palpation on the lateral flexor carpi radialis muscle. Period. Range of motion was good, but elicited tenderness. Period. Sensation was intact, as was capillary refill. Period. Was diagnosed with left elbow pain, for which he was started on Tylenol and Biofreeze. Period. A soft elbow support was applied with instructions. Period. They requested medical records from his primary care physician, suggestive of the petitioner having seen him in the interim. Period. He followed up on 8/28/19 and saw the nurse practitioner. Period. She referred him for physical therapy and had him kept on modified duty. Period. She monitored his progress over the next few weeks through 9/12/19. Period. At that time, his pain was less and he was back to full duty for a couple of days now. Period. The soft elbow support helps. Period. He denied having a second job. Period. Exam found good range of motion without pain. Period. Strength was 5/5 and strength and sensation was intact. Period. He was released from further medical treatment to full duty. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen by hand specialist Dr. Strauss on 7/13/22. Period. He noted the subject event of 8/2/19. Period. He currently was complaining of intermittent left elbow pain exacerbated by pushing and pulling. Period. He was receiving chiropractic care from Dr. Harvick, H-A-R-V-I-C-K. Period. His primary care physician was Dr. Glasser. Period. He was currently working at Harris Casino as a steward / manager for the past 10 months. Period. Prior to that, he worked at Bally's for 2 to 3 years as a housekeeper and then as a steward / manager. Period. Before that, he worked at Ocean Casino and Hard Rock Casino for 6 months each. Period. Prior to that, he was in Morocco working as a manager for 5 years. Period. Upon exam, range of motion was within normal limits. Period. The lateral epicondyle was tender. and resisted wrist extension test was positive. Period. Dr. Strauss diagnosed him with lateral epicondylitis and referred him for physical therapy. Per this was rendered on the dates described. Per Dr. Strauss followed his course of treatment through 12/14/22. At that time he was discharged and could work in a full duty capacity. Period. Physical exam, general appearance, he states he thought he was here for a 2018 back injury from working at Hard Rock Cafe. Period. Extremities upper. He points to his proximal forearm as the location of where he was injured and experiences pain. Period. However, this was not tender to palpation. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hands, wrists, elbows. Resisted pronation on the left. Elicited tenderness at the elbow. Period. Finkelstein's maneuver elicited tenderness at the left elbow. Period. Phelan's maneuver elicited tingling at the left olecranon process. That is non-physiologic. Period. The rest of the provocative maneuvers are normal. Cervical normal. Impressions on 8/2/19, Robby Bakri reportedly injured his left arm while at work. Period. His initial contemporaneous treatment notes were not supplied. Period. The records provided begin on 8/22/19, when there was an allusion that he had seen his primary care physician. Period. He did report delayed onset of symptoms of several weeks. Period. He was treated appropriately with physical therapy, leading to improvement. Period as of 9/12/19, he was discharged from care to full duty. Period, however, more than 3 years later, he sought hand specialist care with Dr. Strauss. Period, he thought the petitioner had lateral epicondylitis. Period, this responded to physical therapy. Period. In paragraph of the current exam, found there to be full range of motion of the upper extremities. Period, there was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits. Period, provocative maneuvers were somewhat peculiar. Period. In paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period. He did have a cortisone injection from Dr. Strauss on 11/2/22. Period. It is unclear how Mr. Bakri's left elbow symptoms would have resolved in 2019 and spontaneously reappeared in 2022 without intervening trauma. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce, now working at the Golden Nugget Casino since 9/7/22. Period. End.